This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. In some parts of the country, coal might seem like an endangered species, threatened by new sources of energy and the president's recent proposal to cut carbon emissions. But in Wyoming, coal's culture runs deep, with miners extracting over 1 million tons of the hard black rock every single day. Inside Energy's Lee Patterson has more.
Girls in clunky roller skates whiz past their coach.
Sticky skate, sticky skate. Go, go, go.
They're sweaty, tattooed, and playing some serious defense. This roller derby team represents Gillette, the heart of Wyoming's coal industry. And, as team president Katie Buffington explains, so does their name.
We're called the Coal Miner's Daughters, number one, because Loretta Lynn rocks.
Well,
number two, because coal is the main source of income in the area, and we really wanted to get back to our roots of where we come from.
And are there actual coal miners' daughters on the team?
There are. We have coal miners' daughters. We have actual coal miners. We have coal miners' sisters, brothers, uncles, cousins. Coal is so deeply rooted in the community, you can't really go anywhere without meeting a coal miner's daughter, whether roller derby or not.
Maybe that's because one out of every 100 Wyoming residents works in the coal industry. And the state produces a whopping 40% of the nation's coal. So despite concern over climate change, natural gas, wind, and solar, Wyoming's coal industry is chugging along. And in Gillette, it's everywhere. From the coal trains running right through town to the watering holes where miners blow off steam.
I swear that glass isn't big enough.
Well, I have bigger ones.
I want a bigger one. Please.
Troy Goodsell orders a double whiskey and Coke. The other guys nurse beers or have a smoke. A normal scene, except for the time of day. It's 8 a.m.
We all just got off work. For some of us, it's the end of our 4-night shifts.
But Goodsell grew up with the demands of shift work. His dad was a miner for 34 years.
And my mom was a mechanic at the same mine.
Is that how they met?
I think so, actually.
Coal has played a huge role in Goodsell's life and family tree. But I asked him to explain to my grandmother in New York why she, or anyone else, should care about coal.
Hi, Granny in New York. 40% of your nation's energy comes from coal. It's easily obtainable, and it's easy to make electricity with. What else would your granny ask?
Here's why Wyoming coal is important. Between 2002 and 2012, production in the other big coal states, that's West Virginia and Kentucky, fell by 23%. In the same period, Wyoming coal production went up 8%.
Anybody been to an open-pit coal mine? Nope, all a bunch of newbies, all right.
So I took a tour with a miner-turned-school teacher named Danelle Wilkerson to find out why. Wilkerson explains that most Wyoming mines are surface mines, like this one. You can see right in.
They're just removing the dirt, the 200 to 350 feet of overburden, and it's all open.
Which means the coal is cheaper and easier to extract. It also burns cleaner because of its low sulfur content. And so, even under the EPA's new plan to slash CO2 emissions by 2030, Wyoming would have to reduce its own emission rate by just 19%, which is less than most other states. And that could be good news for Wyoming coal.
Therefore, it's more competitive in the marketplace from an environmental standpoint.
That's Tom Dreen of Wyoming State Geological Survey. But he says that overall, the industry is struggling.
Many states have been hit harder than Wyoming, but Wyoming's been hit too. It's
like the state's biggest coal company, Cloud Peak Energy. They reported large losses in their first quarter earnings this year, and also in the second quarter. So, if nothing else, these figures are a symbol of an industry in distress. Back at roller derby practice, even a die-hard coal miner's daughter acknowledges that Wyoming's industry must innovate in order to stay strong. Katie Buffington again.
Something does need to change because the way it's going, some mines are doing better than others. And seeing as how they're one of the main sources of income in this area, if the coal mines were to shut down, so would Wyoming.
For Inside Energy, I'm Lee Patterson.
Inside Energy is a collaboration of KUNC and other public media stations in Colorado, Wyoming, and North Dakota. Find more stories at KUNC.org.